Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? This is your boy, Steady J. You are on Life After Dust Live. One of the craziest shows from Monday through Thursday. Just to check it out, Monday through Thursday. Same time, same crazy place. And also the builder is my co-host, my girl, Miss Urban Goddess. What's up?
What's up, Sunny?
Not much. It's raining over here. We finally got some rain.
Oh, no. I don't want to see rain.
Yes, it's crazy. Well, no, we need some rain. We haven't had, because all this 100-degree weather all summer.
Oh.
You know, we haven't, yeah. And, I mean, it was still pretty much 100 degrees yesterday, pretty much. And finally got some rain today. It's been raining all day, pretty much. So we need that rain.
Okay.
Oh, yes. So definitely get a look. But so what's going down there over in your neighborhood?
Well, it's nice and sunny. Had a good day, all that good stuff. Have a shoot tonight. That's basically going to go until sunrise tomorrow. So, yeah. Have a busy night ahead.
Most definitely. She recording, like, when I look at your Twitter, so, like, you always got a busy night.
Yeah.
I'll be in the same token too. You'd be thinking, oh yeah. It's like it just because I'm not out don't mean I'm not doing nothing. Hey, dang. So yes, that's definitely a good look. But for those y'all don't know, I'm on the show today. We're about to have my girl Miss Cubana Lust in the building, and it's gonna be a very good look. Definitely glad to have her come to the show. And shout out to my boy Q from World Star Hip Hop for making it happen. Big ups to you. Let's go to the chat room. Let's see what we got in the chat room. We got some guests in the chat, and then we got my girl, Miss Lady Drea, in the building, and Lions, Den in the building too. Big ups to both of y'all. So yeah, and then if you're listening, Facebook, wherever you are, big ups to you as well. But man, and also I didn't even tell y'all today's show is being featured on the front page of Blog Talk Radio today, so get a look with that. You know, as I said on BBM today, there's no I in team, but there is a me. And what I meant by that was believing, like, if you don't believe in your own self, then how can you expect your team to believe in you? And there you go. Oh, man, well, what are we going to do? We're going to go ahead and play this new track. This is by artist by the name of Miss T.A.B. Shout out to my boy DJ P-Bro for sending it in to me. Let's check it out now right here on Life at Dusk Live. We'll be right back. We're back in the building on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Say J, Miss Urban Goddess. That was my girl Miss T.A.B., 3 Point Stands, and Urban, my girl. You're buying left, but they're calling in a second. So, y'all, in just a moment. And let me go, and this will let you know as far as how you can check her out. Y'all go to twitter.com/CubanaLust, For those of y'all that's trying to don't know how to spell it, that's CUBANALUST. And you can also use that same exact spelling .com to go find her website as well. So big ups to her on the big things she's doing. It's cold. It's cold over here, guys. Like, I understand. Like, I hate this. Like, Texas, what I'm telling y'all, if you come to Texas, be prepared for some crazy weather because it'll be cold as hell and then it'll be hot as hell out of nowhere. 2 days next to me, it'll be the next day, same thing. And sometimes it happens in the same day. So it's even crazier. Oh, my. Now, let me put my background music on. There we go. All right. Okay, so also, too, just a reminder, if you missed any of the show yesterday, definitely go check it out. We Urban Guys are definitely going in.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I was definitely going in on, I just can't tolerate the Urban Guys' big bunch of cake twerk. It bugs me. That's a pet peeve of mine. I don't know why, but it just really is. But, hey, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. That's my girl right there. Keep on left in the middle now. Going to it. Alright, what's up, Kibana?
What's up, what's up? What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm glad to have you on the show. We're, you know, definitely blessed and glad to have you through here.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited. What's going on? What's good?
Not much. Shoot, we were talking about my Texas weather over here being cold as hell. And it's been like 100 degrees all summer now because of the rain. Want to be cold.
Yeah, Texas has some really strange weather.
Oh, yes. Have you ever been to Texas before?
Yeah, I've been there. I lived there for a little bit, and it'll, like, thunderstorm and rain, like, hard out of nowhere for, like, an hour, and then the sun will come up, and then it'll be like nothing ever happens.
I told you that all the time. You know, I'm first off for those who don't know. Let's start from the beginning, like how you actually got started. Like, what's the story of how Kibana Lust got started in this industry?
Well, I got started on YouTube. I was just making like a little intro for my friend, and I was practicing putting them on YouTube. You know, seeing how I look, speaking, and just messing around with my friends at work and. You know, doing little photo shoots and video stuff for my friends that I knew. And one day, Q hit me up and asked me to make a video for his site. And it just blew up on his website from there, you know, and I just became Kibana Lust, and that's how it happened.
Well, definitely. And, you know, I'm definitely just watching you just grow. Like, anytime you say Kibana, like, I tell people, oh, it's going to be in the show. And he was like, what? Like, if guys, girls, no matter who it was, going crazy, like, oh my God, it just shows. And one of the things I like what I saw in your bio on your site, no, of course a lot of people go and acknowledge you for, you know, the glamorous stuff and everything, but what I like about the fact is what you have on there, and you definitely prove it, is being a businesswoman. And how important is it to, like, when you come to the industry, to realize the business aspect of it?
That's where, you know, the work part comes in, because a lot of people don't know that, you know, it's not just taking a cute picture, looking cute in front of the camera, and, oh, okay, you know, like, my job is easy. Like, there's really a lot more behind that, you know? And, you know, you just have to learn about what you're doing, how to market yourself, how to, you know, reach your audience and just keep people interested, and how to make money, and it just gets really deep. And I'm still learning a lot along the way, even though I've, you know, done a lot. I'm still learning because I'm trying to expand my brand and building it, and, you know, it's very interesting. But you have to know what you're doing and learn from the right people, and you'll be successful at it.
Most definitely. I'm going to pass the torch over to Urban. Urban, go ahead. Your questions for my girl, Miss Kibana Lust.
All right. What's up, Kibana?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good. Chilling.
My question is, like, what actually motivated you to, like, really put yourself out there at the very beginning?
What motivated me was that I think I actually had what it takes to be in the industry and the drive and the ambition, and it was something that I really would love to do because, you know, I think if you're going to pick something that you're going to do in life, you have to pick something that you're going to really enjoy doing, that you love to do, not just something that, you know, you just need to do for whatever reason at the time. And that's what motivated me. And, like, till this day, I just love doing what I do, and I just fun, and it doesn't feel like work. It just feels like, you know, I'm just having fun, you know?
Yeah. I know what you mean, because, like, I've been doing this. I've been modeling for, like, almost 5 years now. And it's, like, you have to really put, like, everything. You have to, like, invest in yourself. You have to put in a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of hard work to network, meet up with the right people, to the network around yourself of people that's going to bring you up, not going to bring you down. It's going to motivate you so that you really, like, put your all into what you're trying to do.
Yeah, and that's, like, it sounds, like, so easy to say, but, like, once you're actually doing it, it's so challenging. It's, like, but, you know, as long as you have the right mentality and you have the drive and the ambition and whatever it is that you want to do and achieve, it will happen. You just, you know, you just got to keep going at it. Yeah.
As far as, like the music, like, because I know, you know, dealing with a lot of artists and, of course, dancers, I'm dancing the songs and whatnot. Who would you say right now would be your top five artists that you pick?
As far as, like, their music and talent?
Yes, and that could be in any particular order either.
I would just have to say, well, of course, Rick Ross, Kanye, Jada Kiss. Let me see, there's so many rappers, jeez. Beyonce. I don't really have that many. I think that's about it right there. Those top five, actually. Everyone else is just like a little bit of everything, but not my favorite that I go crazy for.
That's definitely good. I actually got a chance to meet Rick. He's pretty cool. And his, shout out to Laura Mason, his posters. Big ups to her too.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, we're gonna talk about more about the whole with Q and World Star Hip Hop. Like, as far as, like, watching, you know, you pretty much almost been there since the huge growth of World Star, and, like, that's how do you explain how it's grown? Like, what's the secret behind it?
Well, we have grown dramatically, and I think one of the secrets is that we do not just work with everybody, you know. We actually take our time to pick and choose the people that we choose to work with, and I think that's what makes it, you know, so powerful and strong, you know. It's not just all over the place.
That's what's up. But I know that's got to be a hard decision, because I know some people feel like, you being a hater because you ain't picking me and like that. But they forget it's a business. It goes back to the business part of it again.
Yeah.
All right, and as far as, like, if you had to pick, like, what's one of your favorite videos that you've done personally? If you had to pick, like, one of your favorite videos.
One of my favorite videos that are already been out would have to be the She's on Fire video with Lil Wayne. I was dancing to that. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've seen a lot of them. That's the one I haven't seen yet.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love that one because I'm naked, but you can't see everything, you know? Sexy.
Okay. And now everybody's mind's like,
Yeah.
It's like, I gotta make it over there.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna start getting in Google. I'm gonna start Googling. I mean, let me type it in real quick.
Okay.
What would you, as far as, what would you say would be the most embarrassing moment that's ever happened to you, as far as in your career or out in the streets, period?
Oh my God, there's still so many. I don't know which one to start with.
Hold on, I give you the thinking timer. So you get 30 seconds to think about it. Hold on.
Well, okay. Oh my gosh. Oh, I found it. I figured it out.
All right. What is the most embarrassing moment that's ever happened to Cuban on list?
No, I'll just tell you the most recent one, which was I went out to the club like a couple of days ago, and I was wearing all white dress. And we went to eat after the club, and I had like a duck, and the duck sauce, when I was biting it because I was so drunk, it like dripped all over my dress.
Oh,
so it was like all
no.
stained up. Yeah, and like all these people were coming up to me like, hey, are you Cubana? Can I take a picture with you? And I couldn't take a picture with them because my dress was all like, you know. Yeah. I was embarrassing.
And why is it always when you got white on that it just wants to attract stains? I hate that.
Yeah, I know. And it's like you have to be all cautious who touches you, who rubs into you. And it's like, that's it. I'm not wearing white again. I don't know what I was thinking.
Because I remember I did my all-white party I did, and I remember I messed up my pins because some idiot spilled a drink all over the ground, so it got my pins all messed up. Like, no!
What did you do? Did you fall down, or how did it get on your pants?
No, it was just so, it was like I didn't look down, and like you say, you were drinking, I was drinking too. And it was a big old puddle of it, and it wasn't vomit, but it was definitely a dark liquor, and it was all over my white pants. I was like, you know, I just bought those that day. I threw them away. I said, I ain't even trying to deal with this.
Yeah, you're like, bye. I gotta go.
So, yeah, most definitely. All right, let me see. I think we got a caller. Let me go ahead and check the phone line real quick. Might have a call on the phone. All right, caller from the 940, you're on Life at Dusk Live. What's up? All right, they might just be listening.
Hello?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and beat them back. They probably just listening. I'll be scaring them, scaring folks when I be doing that to them. But okay. As far as our different sites we can catch you on, how do we catch up with Miss Cubana Loves?
Well, right now my calendar, my 2012 calendar is on sale at the top banner of World Star Hip Hop. And you click on it, and it takes you to the site where they're selling it, World Star Hip Hop Calendars. And it's me, Bad Girl Erica, and all the World Star Honeys. It's three different calendars. So it's like one is just me, one is just Erica, and one is like all the hip hop honeys. And that's where you can catch my latest update. And also, my website will be launching soon. I'll keep you guys posted on that. And you guys can just follow me on Twitter for now, at Cubana Lust.
All right. Hello. And definitely, Vic, I will also congratulate you, too, for reaching 100,000 followers. That's definitely a big milestone.
Oh, thank you so much. It took such a long time to get it. It was like dragging on. I was like, oh my God, when am I ever going to reach this? So finally, in September, it came. I'm happy. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. I felt like that never took me to get to 1,000. I was like, got to 1,000, and then on 4,000 or something was here in no time. I was like, okay, how'd it take quicker to get to that than 1,000? I wasn't figuring that one out.
Yeah, I think that once you get to, like, a certain number, it starts going fast after that.
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite thing on Twitter? Like, what's, like, the craziest tweet that you've probably ever seen? And I see a lot of them.
Oh, God, those tweets are crazy. It's mostly like guys. The one of the crazy ones is like guys with their body parts sending me pictures of their, you know.
Okay.
Like every day. But there's this one crazy stalker dude. He's always stalking me with his penis. And it's like the tiniest penis you ever seen, right? And then, like, I keep blocking his stage, and he makes a new one. And he makes another one. And then he stops all the people that I tweet, and then he starts sending them pictures. And it's like, he's crazy.
Wow.
And he's been doing this for, like, a year now. It's like, oh, my gosh, can you give it up? And he's always like, what do you think? And it's like, are you serious? What do I think? And it's like, it's crazy. And then he always cusses me out, always. He knows what I'm going to say. And he just waits so he can cuss me out. It's crazy.
Yeah, you got to watch out. I don't even know how people always tweet everybody in. Oh, I'm over here right now. Oh, I'm on the toilet. Oh, I'm brushing my teeth. Oh, yeah. Don't even tell them where you're at because I can see them now. But I'm brushing my teeth right next to you. It's like crazy.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way, because usually I'll say, oh, I just landed, and there'll be, like, people at the airport waiting for me, you know, or they'll be following me to my hotel, or just different kind of stuff. So when I do land or go somewhere or I'm at a restaurant, I'll say that I just got there right when I'm leaving or I had already left.
Yes.
Right? I just throw them off a little bit. Yeah, so in case they do know where it's at or where I'm at, they can't find me at that time anymore, you know?
Right. Like, people always say something about Foursquare. I was like, how can you use Foursquare instead of you telling them exactly where you're at? I'm like, half the time I use Foursquare, I'm about to get ready to leave anyway. I just had to get time there. So I'm like, hey, I was just here. So I'm not going to tell you that as soon as I get there, so you can come meet me.
Yeah, it's kind of like a stalker's paradise, you know? Like, if you have, like, exes or anyone who's, like, you really don't know who's following you on Twitter. You don't know why they're following you. You don't know, like, you know. I had this one guy. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's this one magazine I did when I was, like, 18. It was, like, a Rims magazine, and he started following me on Twitter, and I tweeted him a couple times. And then the guy that he had shot on the cover made up a Twitter saying that he's the owner of the magazine, and they were having, like, this convention in Atlanta, and if the girls paid for their hotel room and flight, they could come to the convention and have a chance to be on the magazine and take pictures, you know, and they'll put them in the magazine. And a lot of girls are thirsty for modeling.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
This guy was raping the girls.
Wow.
You know, I guess he was supposed to pay them. He was paying them like $400 or $500 just to come to the convention or something like that. They just had to pay for their ticket and their hotel. And when the girls would call him, like, look, this Western Union ticket is not working. The funds are not there. What's up? He's like, well, I have my receipt. And, you know, anyone can go in a Western Union place and write on it and just rip it. They don't
exactly
have to turn it into the person. Yeah. So we found out later on he was on the news raping, like, girls, saying he was from the magazine. Yeah, and it's messed up because, you know, a lot of girls know that magazine because I was on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a crazy thing. I was, like, it's hard to figure out the scam. Some people are scam artists in this industry. It's really hard to figure it out.
It is.
I mean, I've gotten scammed, too, so many times before I found WorldStar, and that's why I'm so strict, and that's why, you know, I don't take every booking all the time. You know, usually I'll fly out every week, twice a week, and sometimes you have to take a break because people are so, you know, thirsty for whatever it is that they're trying to do that they will do and say anything they can just to get you there, and then it's like a hot mess, you know, so you just... You gotta be so careful because it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I can say is, well, I'm glad you took the time out and came through the show. That's definitely a good look.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're getting ready to close on out. Reminder, if y'all missed any parts of the show, go to iTunes. You can go there for free. Go look up Life of the Dust Live. You can look up the Kevon Lust episode. and download free and listen to it. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettieJ. And thank you once again, Ms. Cubana, for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me, and bring me back anytime.
All right, I'll be buying your calendar, too. So what I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to actually buy one of the viewers a calendar. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that within the next couple of weeks, and I'll be posting how you can get a chance to win that. So there you go.
And also, for bookings, email the letter Q at worldstarhiphop.com and follow me on Twitter at CubanaLess and Q Worldstar.
All right. And you can follow your boy Ceddy J at CeddyJDusk. And let them know where they can follow you at, Ms. Urban.
Yes, you can find me at Urban Goddess NYC on Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC.
All right, y'all, we're going out. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, remember, well, there's a J, or there's a Urban Goddess, or there's a Cubana Lust, or there's a Q from World Star Hip Hop. There is a way. Y'all turn tuned to another episode. We're rolling on out. And the words of Chris Brown, deuces.